Thursday, October 6th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we have done a number of programs on what's happening in California, including our coverage of Governor Newsom having a campaign for people to come to California for their abortions. He's actually put a number of billboards up around the country inviting pregnant women who are seeking an abortion to come to California. As a part of that billboard advertisement, he includes from Mark 12:31, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Harry, on September 29th of this year, Pastor John MacArthur wrote to Governor Gavin Newsom addressing this issue.
Yeah, I don't think John hardly got the letter written till I was being asked, what do I think of it? And so I do think it's appropriate that we address this in the program today. But let me just remind our listeners that this is not the first time whereby a religious leader has called to account our government leaders. As you know, both President Biden and Nancy Pelosi have been challenged by leaders within the Roman Catholic Church. Archbishop Salvador Cordeleone in San Francisco, where Nancy Pelosi's district, he informed her that she would not be allowed to participate in the Eucharist. But now what we have is an evangelical pastor who is writing directly to a governor.
September 29th, Governor Gavin Newsom. Sir, Almighty God says in His Word, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Scripture also teaches that it is the chief duty of any civic leader to reward those who do well and punish evildoers. You have not only failed in that responsibility, you routinely turn it on its head, rewarding evildoers and punishing the righteous. The Word of God pronounces judgment on those who call evil good and good evil, and yet many of your policies reflect this unholy upside-down view of honor and morality. The diabolical effects of your worldview are evident in the statistics of California's epidemics of crime, homelessness, sexual perversion, like homosexuality and transgenderism, and other malignant expressions of human misery that stem directly from corrupt public policy. I don't need to itemize or elaborate on the many immoral decisions you have perpetrated against God and the people of our state. Nevertheless, my goal in writing is not to contend with your policies, but rather to plead with you to hear and heed what the Word of God says to men in your position. Let all kings bow down before Him, all nations serve Him. Psalm 72:11. He who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises. 2 Samuel 23:3 and 4. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts. Proverbs 16:12. What God said to Cyrus is a truth you should take to heart. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. Isaiah 45:5 and 6. In mid-September, you revealed to the entire nation how thoroughly rebellious against God you are when you sponsored billboards across America promoting the slaughter of children whom He creates in the womb. You further compounded the wickedness of that murderous campaign with a reprehensible act of gross blasphemy, quoting from the very words of Jesus, as if you could somehow twist His meaning and arrogate His name in the favor of butchering unborn infants. You used the name and the words of Christ to promote the credo of Molech. It would be hard to imagine a greater sacrilege. You choose words from the lips of Jesus without admitting that in the same moment He gave the greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. You cannot love God as He commands while aiding in the murder of His image bearers. Psalm 50, verses 16 to 19 speak to the people who pervert the Word of God for their own sinful ends. But to the wicked God says, "What right have you to recount my statutes and to take my covenant in your mouth? For you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you are pleased with him, and you associate with adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and you harness your tongue for deceit." My concern, Governor Newsom, is that your own soul lies in grave eternal peril. Each one of us will give an account of himself to God. One day, not very long from now, you will face that reality. It is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. You will stand in the presence of the holy God who created you, who is your judge, and he will demand that you give an account for how you have flaunted his authority and how you have twisted his own holy word to rationalize it. As you look over the precipice of eternity, what will your answer be? When you look ahead of you and see that nothing awaits you but eternal misery, the just punishments for your sins, what will all the clever rationalizations and political talking points avail for you then? It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. My plea to you, sir, is that you would not let it come to that, that you would not go to that day of judgment apart from receiving forgiveness and righteousness through faith in Christ alone. In Psalm 50, Scripture makes this promise, "Now consider this, you who forgot God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifies me, and he who orders his way, I shall show the salvation of God." So there is salvation for those who repent. Christ purchased full redemption for all who turn from wickedness, forsake their evil thoughts and actions, and fully trust in him as Lord and Savior. Our church and countless Christians nationwide are praying for your full repentance. Please respond to the gospel. Forsake the path of wickedness you have pursued all your life. Turn to Christ, ask for forgiveness, and use your office to advance the cause of righteousness as is your duty, instead of undermining it as has been your pattern. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him. Governor Newsom, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. For the Master, John MacArthur, Pastor Teacher.
Tom, I think one of the things that put John over the top was the blasphemous use of Scripture to promote abortion in the name of love your neighbor. Well, of course, obviously, what immediately comes to our mind, well, what about the neighbor made in the image of God who is within the womb? Secondly, is the misquote of the Scripture when he says, love your neighbor, there is no greater commandment. Well, actually, right within that text, we are told there is a greater commandment. And the greatest commandment, Jesus said, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. I believe the letter is on target because it is the duty of those who are called to the gospel ministry to speak to power. That's called the prophetic aspect of our ministry for those who are being impacted by that power and call them to account, not to us, but before the Lord himself. And John does that masterfully, as was evident when you read the letter. When you use the Scripture to establish the embrace of the murder of children on the altar of convenience, which he rightly compares to what the kings of Israel did that came under the judgment of God, when they put Molech and child sacrifice even in the temple itself, and affirmed that God will not leave such acts unpunished. Finally, he makes the point that when you are a leader, not only are your policies impacting the people that you lead, and you will have to answer for them, our policies involve the people we lead. It engages the people we lead. Therefore, the people now bear responsibility for it. The people who elect such leaders, he now stands before the Lord. And as John rightly points out, there are two appointments coming. It is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. But there is hope, and today is the day of salvation. Christ died to save sinners. Turn from your sin to Christ, then begin to engage in leadership that promotes righteousness. He rightly points out to him, the Bible says that a nation that exalts righteousness, the Lord will bless. I will end with the text that John used. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God apart from Christ. But it is a joyful day when you come to Christ, and on that day, your name is found written in the book of life. And on that day, there is the glorious entrance into the new heavens and the new earth.
Harry, tomorrow's Friday. That means we're going to be returning to our Ask the Pastor feature. I have two good questions lined up for you tomorrow. If you would like to submit a question to Harry, write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. Questions related to the issues of life, specifically questions related to what did the Scriptures mean when they speak to these issues. Again, the address to write, askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.